Madison's new mayor wants developers to have lower prices on 15% of their units. Affordability would be based on a buyer's salary compared to Dane County's median income. The mandatory inclusionary zoning proposal by Mayor Dave Cheslevich goes further than three other proposals, some of which were voluntary or didn't affect as many developments. Madison Alderwoman Brenda Conkle worked on passing a less comprehensive and some think more politically palatable proposal. She now supports the mayor's efforts.
It clearly accomplishes both goals of inclusionary zoning. One was to create affordable housing, and the other one is to make sure that it's dispersed evenly throughout all new developments.
Developers say they don't dispute the cost of housing is out of reach for many would-be buyers, but the executive director of the trade group, Smart Growth Madison, says there should be incentives for developers so they voluntarily help make neighborhoods more economically diverse. Delora Newton says otherwise, costs will just be passed on to more affluent home buyers.
We don't want them to have an extra $10,000 or $20,000 tacked onto the cost of their house and make them subsidize an affordable house.
Developers are proposing a lower percentage of affordable housing units than the mayor and want only bigger projects subject to rules. About 200 communities across the United States have some form of inclusionary zoning, none in Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.